Welcome to Go-To Gal. As always, I'm your host, Jacqueline Malone, and there is no episode number today because today, this is actually a replay, I think we would call this, but this is actually an episode that originally aired almost a year ago exactly. It's funny. So this is originally episode number 60 for those of you that have been around for a while. But if you're newer, which I know a lot of you are because we've had a lot of growth this year, you might have missed out on this episode. And the funny thing is, even if you listened to it a year ago, I feel like it might be time for you to hear it again. So when I was looking at episodes that might be good for us to play as a replay this week, it's holiday week. It's our first week of school here. Just a little bit crazy. And last week was last week of summer. And, you know, there's a lot going on. So it's like, this is a good week to do a replay. And as I was looking at episodes, this one popped out at me because it was talking about the things that you keep putting off. And when I looked at when it aired and it was September 5th of 2019, I just chuckled. I was like, okay. So it was like basically the same week a year ago. And there's something about this. And I think it was probably how just myself and also seeing clients in a similar place coming off of the summer last year that inspired this episode. It's a solo, so it's just me talking to you about those things that you keep putting off. Now, the world is entirely different than the state that it was in a year ago when I recorded this, and that will be very obvious by one of the big examples that I use. I'll just let you listen to it. But the principles are still the same. And even more so, I think with everything going on in the world, it's easier to put stuff off. My business has actually seen a lot of growth the last few months, and the interesting thing is, for me, I think a lot of that has come with having external accountability, having business partners, having affiliates, having team members, and not being just left to my own devices, because when that's the case, it's easier to put things off. And having that external accountability has kind of forced me to maybe go bigger or commit more, because that's just the way my brain is wired. But still, there's something about this season that can feel easy to put things off, or hard to get things started, hard to commit, hard to go in. You know, with everything going on, we start like mitigating our dreams and our goals, and you know, we don't want to disappoint ourselves. We don't want to get our hopes up. We don't want to expect too much from ourselves. And while I do think we need to really be prioritizing taking care of ourselves on like a real level, not like a let's get pedicures type of level. That's probably a whole other episode as I'm saying this. I do think it's still important to think big and to stretch ourselves and to not put off those things that we do really want. There are maybe some things that need to be put off, but maybe there are some things that you're putting off because of the stories that you're telling yourself. So if there are stories that you're telling yourself, go back and listen to the episode right before this one, number 134, that is a mindset makeover talking about getting out of your own way. So that is more the mindset side of things. I guess this is the mindset side of things too, but taking it from an extra level. And with this new start of a year, and even if you don't have kids, I think all of us, like, there's something about September that just, it's a new season-ish, right? Still not totally ready to commit to fall yet, but it feels like a new beginning. And I think from just growing up, it's always been, even before kids, September has always felt like a fresh start, fresh notebook time of year. And while things are really crazy in our world and certainly not normal by any stretch of the imagination, there's still a lot of opportunity out there. And there's still 4 months left in the year. And there's still a lot of people that need help from you. There are still a lot of people that are struggling with something that you can help them with. So keep that front of mind as you're thinking about things. So yes, I know there are some things that, like, realistically you really can't do right now. But I also know, gosh, especially when I back kind of coming out of, so April was just like total lull for me. And then my first launch kind of like during the pandemic was in May. And it just felt hard. Like everything just felt so hard to get started. And as soon as I actually committed to it, then, which was like the last, like the couple days before it closed, then I kind of got a like the bug. Then I got the buzz off of it of like, oh, this is fun. And I like, this is why I love what I do and all of that. But just like the process of like thinking it through and committing to the date and writing the emails and like all the behind the scenes stuff, it just felt like such heavy lifting. And sometimes it's easy to get stuck there and be like, oh, you know, I just like, why bother? I'll just wait another month, or now's not a good time, or no one's going to buy it anyway. And get all of those stories in our head. So last week is a little bit more of the, I guess, specifically tackling how to get out of your way with those stories. But today's episode is also mindset and really about that thing you're putting off and what maybe why you're putting it off and how you can reframe that to really end the year strong. I know there's still so much out there for you this year. There's still so much good that can come in the midst of everything going on. And there's still many, many more people who absolutely need you. So with that in mind, let's listen to this throwback from last September. Welcome to GoToGal, episode number 60. As always, I'm your host, Jacqueline Malone, and today's episode was not exactly planned. I've actually been pretty good about sitting down with my marketing integrator, Susie, and like planning out what our content's going to be and like ahead of time. And we got a Google Doc going so I can write notes in it. And that way, when I go to sit down and record, I know what I'm actually going to record. But I tend to like to be inspired in the moment. So while it's awesome to have the systems in place and planning and being strategic, I also like to leave room to shift things around for when inspiration strikes. And inspiration usually strikes because I'm inspired by the people around me. And just a few weeks ago in August, we released an amazing, ashamed to say. I don't know what he would even say because I don't feel it. So I don't even know what that feeling would be. But we released an amazing new freebie that is a 30-day action plan for building your authority. And we've been getting awesome feedback with it. And we've also been getting some pretty real feedback from it. And that's that a lot of the things that we tell you to do in that 30-day action plan, some people have struggled with actually doing. I know, it's shocking. They got something for free and I told them to do something that was like pretty out there and they struggled with doing it. I know this sounds crazy, but something tells me that maybe you can relate to this on some level. Whether you have this 30 days of authority building action plan or not. And if you don't, you got to go get your hands on this because I'm literally going to break it down for you for 30 days of what to do every single day to build authority. And I look at this from all angles. I really took it from the five parts of my authority building framework and included pieces of all of it to make sure that you're truly getting those authority markers across the board. If you don't have this, go to jacquelinemalone.com/plan and make sure you download it. But this is something that's come up a bunch of times, and I am not at all surprised by this, as I'm sure you're not either, because sure, like, the idea to do something is great, but actually taking action on it can feel really freaking scary, overwhelming, bringing up all the feels, right? So I want to talk about this because I've been there before. Da, da, da. Yes, of course I've been there before. And honestly, I am there on a monthly basis right there with you. I am not asking you to do anything that I have not done myself. And one of the things that I've really come to notice is that doing things on a monthly basis that really stretch my quote unquote comfort zone, or as I like to say, my shrinking zone, that really get me out of that shrinking zone into growth mode, those things can feel really scary, and doing them on a monthly basis is absolutely what has accelerated the growth in my business exponentially and what does the same for my clients. So yes, I can tell you what to do, but without you actually doing it, you're not going to get results. So this is an important conversation for us to have today. And I just want to hit this on the head here. So I guess first, let me tell you about how I can relate to, because as I was seeing some emails come through of people struggling with taking action or beating themselves up for not taking action or things like that, I was thinking about times in the past, but I really want to focus on times like in the present, because sometimes I think that's more relatable. Like, it's one thing for me to be like, oh, when I started my business, or 20 years ago, maybe not 20 years ago, I was 16, but it's one thing to be like, oh, like way in the past. But the thing is, if you're listening to this, you're likely not brand new. And there are times that, like, I want to normalize that we struggle with mindset on every single part of the entrepreneurial journey, whether that is like startup mode, whether you're in growth mode, if you're scaling, if you're a multi 7, 8, 9, 12 figure business, you probably struggle with mindset. I've worked with people at all different levels, and everyone does on some level. So I really want to, one, like, normal, I talk about these things that are only talked about behind closed doors, and bring it out to the surface and share with you not just things that have happened to me in the past, but things that I experience, like, currently in the present, that I'm like not letting hang me up. And that's what's helping me get results. So two things come to mind for me, and then we'll really dive into what this issue is and how you can start taking action on it. So earlier this year. So back in January of 2019, you may or may not know that we did an in-person launch party for this very podcast, for the Go-To Gal podcast. So if you have been around for a while, or if you're a newer listener, you may or not know that this podcast was going on for 3 years with my co-host Jessica Stansberry. It was called All Up in Your Lady Business. And in January of this year, I took over the feed, and Jessica now has her own podcast called Grit. And I rebranded this to Go-To Gal. So back in January, we had a launch party for the Go-To Gal podcast. I had this idea while I was away in Tampa with my family, and I tend to get really creative ideas whenever I travel. I was like, what if we did an in-person launch party? And this is like the week before the podcast launch. So my team was like, that sounds awesome, but not this week. I'm like, okay, not this week, but what about in like 2 weeks? And we pulled it off. Now, I had never done an in-person launch before. I had no idea what to expect. I was really terrified if anybody would come. Just, this is where I want to be really honest with you, because I don't think people talk about this stuff enough. And this is where it's really easy to let fear come in. So I really wanted this, but I was really concerned that nobody would come. Now, our primary goal for the event, for that launch party, wasn't necessarily that it would be a big crowd. It was one, just fun, honestly. So I've been trying to make more decisions of just like, that would be fun. Like, this is a big deal. Like, I want to be in person with other people that can acknowledge with me that like, this is a big deal, and actually feel like I'm celebrating it, right? So part of it was just that. And sometimes it's okay to do things like that, right? So the goal was not to make money. The goal was not to have this big crowd. The event was actually free. But I wanted to do something in person. And the other like more logical, strategic part of it was that we thought it'd be great content. Like, okay, we have this new launch. Like, what if we had some pictures to go with it, or just like some basically pictures, but just like actual things that we could share to build momentum around it other than just like podcast cover art, right? So, okay, this is a great way to also like to have this great experience, but also to create content. And I picked the date based on a date that I already had a photographer booked. So I knew that I had a photographer. I knew that I had a couple friends / team members and my mom who could come. I was like, all right, I know we got 5 people. Like, there's going to be at least 5 people at this thing. But I honestly had no idea if anyone else would come or could come. And I really hadn't ever done anything local before. So I did not know what to expect. And it wasn't like, oh, typically when I do events, or I know I have this big local audience, like I live in Rochester, New York. I maybe had a couple people I knew locally who were part of my community, but definitely not a big crowd. And I did it anyway. And I actually booked a location that could hold up to 60 people with the faith that if I book it, they will come. Now, I don't actually think that's like a good strategy for you to use in terms of business. Like, don't go out and like spend like $1 million on a website and hope that people are going to come visit your website. But in that moment, I had to decide like, okay, do I like have this in the corner of a coffee shop and just like hope a few people come? Or do I book a space that actually can hold up to 60 people to have this be the event that I want it to be. And I took a total leap of faith based on absolutely no data and booked that space knowing, okay, I know I can get great pictures there. I know I like the space. I know, you know, all of like, I like that location, like whatever it was. Right. But not knowing if more than those five people would come, not knowing if more than 10 people would come. I really had no idea. And I had no evidence to say like, oh, I've built up this large local base that will come, because I really hadn't before. I want to stress that to you enough that like, I really had like very little contacts in terms of a local community here. Now I know people, I grew up here. It's not like I'm brand new to the area, but not in the business sense, right? And in fact, it was during the day. It was during a work day. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. So most of my like friends and people in that like wouldn't be able to come anyway. If they're not in the business world, that just wouldn't fit their schedule. And I did it anyway. And it was a total leap of faith. And one, it was so much fun and I'm so glad that I did it. And we got great pictures. We got cookies with the podcast cover art with my face on. It's hysterical. So we had a lot of fun with it. We got Dunkin' Donuts coffee and we had over 50 people come on a snowy day in January, which blew my mind. And friends shared, it was a free event and we were blown away by the result. Now, the idea that I'm sharing here is not like, oh, we had this great event. Like, sure, it was a great brand building event. And I did launch a local mastermind after the fact that was filled pretty easily with shoulder taps because of people that had gone to that event. So it did, there was also a business component to it, if you will. But the idea was just to do something new, to do something that just because I wanted to do it, but not really knowing the result. And a lot of people in that moment of that fear of will anybody come will stop you from saying you're going to do the event, will stop you from booking the location that can hold the amount of people that you would actually want to come to the event that you're not sure. And standing on the other side of it, whether 50, 60 people came or not, it was worth doing. It was worth doing even if five people were going to go. And that's why I made the decision, because for me, it was worth it to try something new and to go in this direction, even not knowing the result. Because if you wait until you are certain of the result, you will probably never do it. And if you do, you'll have waited way too long and have probably lost a lot of money and opportunity by waiting so long, because that's not what entrepreneurs do, right? Like, as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, we have to take risks. We have to take calculated risks. We have to take leaps of faith, and we have to be willing to fail in order to succeed. And that's really what I want to talk to you about today, because this isn't something that's just about starting up. This is decisions that we're making on a daily basis in our business where we have to be willing to quote unquote fail in order to grow. So it could be something like this. I actually just did another local event, our second local event, which was a paid event, also on very short notice. If you're noticing a trend, yes, you are. But I had an idea that was just like, I already was doing an in-person component to our Authority Incubator. You probably heard me talk about it. And so we already had this Rochester retreat, and I decided to add this to have a networking event locally here during that retreat. And we decided this about 10 days before. And again, now I'm charging. People say people don't go to events in the summer, and now I am charging for an event. So I'm like, okay, well, yeah, we got over 50 people, but those people didn't pay anything. And in the summer, everyone's traveling or busy, but the date was the date. Like, that was when I had people coming into town and I couldn't really work around it. And we pulled it off on 10 days. Again, I had no idea if anyone would come, but that was okay. Like, this is where I just want to like draw, like really emphasize, like get the microscope out, like hammer it in, all of the cliche metaphors here of how important this is to take decisions not knowing the end result. I did not know if anyone was going to come. Now, this was not like, there's a fine line here, right? Like, this isn't going out and booking a conference venue and putting $20,000 down, not knowing if you're going to be able to actually sell at a conference, right? So I want you making smart business decisions. But some of these things, and I'm giving examples of in-person events. I'm going to give another example that is not about an in-person event, but I think it's a good example because it's not just like making a post online and nobody commenting. Like, this is like literally I could be in a room that could hold 100 people with nobody in it, right? So there is this like extra feeling of vulnerability and this extra feeling of like the potential for failure when it's like a physical thing that could happen, because it's like a real world, like people would know, right? If nobody was in the room. So I think it's like a good extreme example without being too extreme. Like I said, there's that fine line where I don't want you making risky business decisions, but I do want you stretching yourself and making decisions that are vulnerable. This isn't vulnerable like sharing every insecurity you have on Instagram. This is vulnerable like being willing to fail because you believe in something so much, because you have this idea, because you have this dream, whatever it is, and being willing to put yourself out there knowing that you can quote unquote fail. And sometimes failing might look like having an event and having nobody come. Sometimes failing might look like making a post and nobody commenting, or doing a Facebook Live and only having your best friend show up, or offering a program and nobody joining it. Like all of these things. Failure doesn't always look like failure. It might be these kind of smaller scenarios, right, that we're faced with every single day of, should I do this or should I not do this? And with this event, again, it was something that I'm like, I had this idea. I'm like, you know what? Maybe it just ends up being 5 or 10 of us, you know, probably 10 of us, because I had women in for this other event. So I had like a little bit of a built-in audience. But still, again, I booked a location that, you know, required me to put a little bit more money down and could hold up to 100 people and all of these things. And I had to put the chair order in and the table order in and order the food before I had final headcounts. So I had to really like really see the faith on this. I actually think I needed to put the chair count in, and we had like maybe 15 people, and that was including the women in for the retreat and my team members, like things like that. I think we were 15, including myself, all of that. And so I put the chair count in at 30, or maybe 35. And then on Monday morning before the event was on a Tuesday night. On Monday morning, we had 25 people. And so I had to put the number in for the food. I'm like, okay, let's do 35. I'm still feeling good about this. And we actually had an additional 25 people buy tickets in that last like 36 hours. So crazy. So we ended up having just about 50 people. I think it was like 48 or something was our total number. On such short notice, was totally blown away by this. But again, like because I was willing to do something, not knowing if those people would come, I actually created an opportunity for them to come. Now, totally different example, but same topic, is I have recently started exploring the world of LinkedIn. It's a platform that I'm really excited about the potential for, and I invested in a course to learn more about it, the ins and outs. I actually used LinkedIn a lot in the past. I had a year as a recruiter, and that was like, you know, like gangbusters on LinkedIn, but a lot has changed. And I have not been creating any content on LinkedIn, or have not been strategic about my connections or anything like that, especially not in recent years. So diving into that feels really vulnerable. And I'm making posts there and getting very few likes and comments. And it feels like starting over. And a lot of times, once you already have some type of momentum on social media, or even if you don't, like whether you already have momentum on one platform or if you don't have momentum anywhere, going to a new platform, or like maybe just having that start of, okay, I'm going to start having a platform, feels really vulnerable and scary. And like you're putting yourself out there in a big way, and that fear of failure, because you don't know if anyone's going to like or comment. You don't know if anyone's going to engage with your posts. You don't know if people are going to like what you have to say or if they're even going to care. And it may feel like you're getting quote unquote crickets, or like you're talking to no one. And it may feel like you're putting in all this effort for nothing. And it's been interesting taking on a new platform like this, because now this, like, these thoughts are very fresh for me, where I totally can relate to this in the past, but now it's like me starting a new platform. Now I'm brought back to that of like, oh, okay. Like, I don't have this base of people here that are automatically going to be commenting and liking my post, and I'm going to show up anyway. And I'm not going to let the lack of likes or comments mean something about me, or mean something about the content that I'm creating, or mean something about the goal that I'm going after. And a lot of times we do. And a lot of times we let, like, all those thoughts, all those things that we're making, the lack of comments, the lack of engagement, the lack of, you know, interaction, or the lack of sales, or the lack of anything, we make it mean something about ourselves, our offers, our purpose, our goals. And that's simply not the case. It doesn't have to be the case. And when you're willing to show up anyway and put those thoughts aside and not let it mean anything, that's when you're really able to grow. That's when you're able to let the magic happen and get through that uncomfortable phase. And you know what? Not that, like, sometimes you do it and you're like, you know what? This really isn't the platform for me, right? Or whatever the other scenario is for you. Not everything is going to work out. And that's the point, is that you don't know what's going to work, and not until you try. And the day you stop being vulnerable in this way, the day you stop trying, the day you only do things that you're certain are going to work, is the day you start shrinking, is the day you stop growing. This is really serious. And if you are earlier on in your business, yes, this is important. If you are further along in your business, like, this is twice as important, because a lot of times it feels like you have even more to prove. And what, like, if, like, you've already built up your engagement to a certain point and then you don't have that on a different platform, like, it might be, even be a harder blow to the ego. Or if you've already had success with a certain program and now you're launching another one and it doesn't have that success, it may feel like an even bigger blow because you have a farther way to fall, quote unquote. So wherever you are on this journey, I know that this is a thing that you can relate to me here. And I just want to encourage you to do it anyway, to know that failing like this is not truly failing, and failing is just a stop on the way to success. And you actually need a lot of these, especially mini failures. Like, launching a program and or course and nobody buying is not a failure. Making a post and nobody commenting or caring is not a failure. But it's through doing these things that bring us closer to the things that actually help us build momentum and have opportunities that are going to have us grow. It's through doing these things that give us the opportunity to connect with the right people and help the right people. So what is something that you're not doing because you're afraid of quote unquote failure? Is there a new platform? Maybe you're like me and you've been really curious about LinkedIn, but it intimidates you, or you're not sure if anyone would pay attention or care on that platform for you. Maybe you've had your eyes on Pinterest or YouTube, or what is it, right? Maybe it's not even a social media platform. Maybe you want to have an in-person event. Maybe you want to have a mastermind or launch a new program. What is the thing that you're not doing right now because you're afraid of it, quote unquote, failing? Really, I want you to get real with yourself on this and come face to face with it. And I want you to do it. And I want you to say that it's okay. I want you to go in, like, full force, like, this is going to work and this is going to happen, and make decisions based off that within reason. Like I gave the example before, like, you know, within financial reason, but make your decisions based off that faith and go all in, knowing that it might fail. Whatever it is, whether it's a social media platform, whether it's a new offer, whether it's a new putting yourself out there for an opportunity, whether it's going on a podcast or speaking, or I could sit here all day and list things out. Whatever it is for you, I want you to put yourself out there to do the thing, even if, especially if you're afraid of it not working, you're afraid of it quote unquote failing. Because here's the thing, it doesn't matter whether it's this or whether it's something else. You are never going to get where you want to go if you don't put yourself out there and try things like this. Now, if you're like, oh, okay, and I kind of know some things I could do, but I'm not really sure. If you're not really clear on what you should be doing to put yourself out there and build your authority and your visibility and your brand and your business, then you need to get the 30 days of authority building action plan. I'll give you 30 things there that'll challenge you outside of your comfort zone. So if you don't have that already, go to jacquelinemalone.com/plan. But my hunch is, well, obviously I know you can benefit from that, but my hunch is there is like one big thing that you keep putting off. And this, I'm speaking to you because I know you need to hear this. Now is your time to stop putting it off and to start doing it. Even if it feels crazy scary, and it's going to feel scary, but that means that you need to be doing it. All right. Stop listening to me. Go do that thing. Go put that thing on your calendar. And when you do it, come get me on Instagram and let me know. Go to go.to.gal at Instagram and let me know. I want to know what imperfect leaps you're taking, how you're getting outside of that shrinking zone and into growth mode, and cannot wait to hear what you're up to and support you. All right, go do that thing. Can I just say thank you so much for listening? I don't think I say it enough, but I love that you are here. If you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've been getting value from this podcast, would you do me a quick favor? Head on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. When you leave a rating and review, it basically tells iTunes that they need to spread the word and tell more people about this podcast. And I am on a mission to get the word out. I'm so grateful for your support. We want to make sure to shout you out too. So if you do leave a rating review, keep your eyes and ears open. We will be either shouting out on the podcast or on Instagram stories.